Coach, thanks for your time. If you would, start with an opening statement, and we'll take questions.
I don't know where to start. Again, disappointed. I don't know how many times we fumbled the ball, with three or four in the second half alone. Penalties, third and short, down when we're close to field goal range, drop balls. We're not good enough to overcome any of that stuff, and we've got to do a better job. Ultimately, I'm responsible for it, so it's embarrassing.
I imagine the toughest part for you was seeing your older players being the key guys that made the mistakes tonight, put the ball on the ground, and, you know, Aaron's play at the end of the game, get that personal foul, kicking it at the lower range.
What did he do?
He shut the guy, looked like, after the whistle.
Wow. It's a good time to call that.
With the four fumbles, the defense after those turnovers.
I thought they gave us a chance in the second half. They played, you know, went out and got some stops and made some plays. And that was encouraging. It was good to see. You're right.
The decision to start Marcus Allen, why use him exclusively?
Well, we weren't getting any production the other way, fumbling the ball. The other guy was fumbling. We put him in three plays. He fumbled the first time he had the ball, I think, or the second time. So we thought we'd give Marcus a chance.
On the personal foul on the final drive, did they not give you an explanation on what happened?
No.
Did you have a chance to ask?
No.
I guess when you see a flag come out like that, just how disappointing is it knowing where you guys were positioned at, and then after that happens, you're on the opposite side of the 50?
Well, yeah, you know, we're not allowed to comment on officiating. It's probably a good thing.
Did you flash back to the Tauchu personal foul against this team?
Yeah, I didn't think about it until you mentioned it, but that one was probably a personal foul, Itachi. I mean, the only thing I saw at the end is they kept rocking the quarterback. And, you know, I don't know if they blew the whistle or what. And then the next thing was the flags. I assumed they were going to be offsetting, when usually they are in something like that, but they weren't. So. You got to hold your composure, I guess.
You seem a little bit stunned by sort of the turn. I think you felt like you had this game at some point.
We just stopped executing. It's like, you know, again, the way we play, especially in the first half, there's not many possessions. And when you go out and you block the wrong guy or you turn a guy loose, right now it's hard to overcome it. We did convert a couple of third downs there. We got third and long in the second half off a little delay thing we put in. But you can't keep converting. And then, you know, when you're third and 25 because of personal foul or whatever it is, you know, there's not many teams going to make those.
Coach, you talk about Brent Mitchell's play, getting him another big play by.
Yeah, it was a nice pick on the interception. I think the guy threw the ball behind the tight end. And Brant made a nice catch and was able to get it in the end zone.
Were there any adjustments that Virginia Tech particularly made? Or
no.
Or just execution in the second half offensively?
Pretty much execution. And, you know, I'm sure they settled down to the speed of the game. And the Mike linebacker, nobody ever touched him. And so he was out there on the option pretty much every play. And we tried to make an adjustment to that, and then we missed the read. And, you know, then it's second and 10 again. It's like, so, you know, right now we're just not very good.
You know, it seemed like Justin, you could tell the difference in his legs. And he played pretty well considering, you know, it was people around him mostly.
Yeah, that were sure he's beat up. Yeah, you know, and he can't be the only guy out there that makes plays. You gotta get something out of the other positions. You just got to.
Coach, conversations with Coach Beamer before or after the game?
I just told him that I had a lot of respect for what he's accomplished and what he's done, and you know, I think that he's a credit to the profession, and, you know, I wish him well.
Anything else for Coach? Yeah.
I guess it's been, what, 20 years or so since you've had a season like this, or it's been quite some time.
Maybe 20? I don't think I've ever had a season like this. My first year at Navy, we won 2 games, but that was a completely different deal. They had won 3 games in 3 years, and that was starting in Weed. I've never had a season like this.
It's like the culmination of all the close losses over the years, all one time in one season.
Yeah, and we're not doing anything to help ourselves with it either. That's for sure.
I apologize if you asked already, but how close were you to kicking a field goal, like getting in a range with beforehand?
Well, I think we were probably in range. He'd like to have gotten closer. You know, we were trying to get down. We felt like once if we could get to the 35, we were in good shape. And I think the ball was about the 39, somewhere like that, 40. I'm not sure exactly where it was, but it was close enough. The play before should have been a long play. The midline option, the guy got tackled by one hand on his foot. You know, I mean, that should have been a big play there.
Anything else for Coach? All right, Coach, thank you.
Yep.